The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Overcoming Addiction: Hope with Prevention, Intervention, and Treatment with Dr. Joe Terhar. On today's program, we will explore the concepts behind prevention, intervention, and treatment, as well as recovery options and innovations. Our program is a forum of factual research, personal experiences, and knowledgeable opinions. Now, here is your host, Dr. Joe Terhar.
Welcome back to the Overcoming Addiction: Hope with Prevention, Intervention, and Treatment. It is my pleasure to be your host again. Welcome to the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. I've been real fortunate and very blessed to work in addiction prevention, intervention, and treatment since 1978, having many experiences along the way and learning from many people. I'm here to share with you what I have, learn from you, and together, we share in overcoming addiction with the hope of prevention, intervention, and treatment. Well, of course, those of you who are regular listeners, I'm going to thank Las Vegas Recovery, national leader in addiction and chronic pain recovery. They're the answer for chronic pain and the debilitating pain. Remember what we've talked about. That the short-acting opioid medications, the hydrocodones and oxycodones and whatnot, for many people, those create neuropathic pain or pathology of the nerve pain. So they initiate a pain condition secondary to the injury. And this is why those people who are genetically vulnerable end up getting addicted to them. And of course, what's the solution? Well, the solution is get off the pain medication, go to Las Vegas Recovery, and they'll help you comfortably get off the pain medication. And then every day, they're going to help you incorporate into your life 10 non-opioid pain management strategies. Remember Dr. Mel Pohl and I talking on the show. He was my very special guest. And he talking about the sun in Las Vegas that day and how people on pain medication, their senses are dulled. Their ability to have normal, healthy pleasure have been compromised. One of the many highlights of this show. And that's what we're doing today. We're going back and we're visiting the incredible guests and the fantastic highlights that we've gotten to share over the last 6 months. Why? Well, I may have to take a little break here from the show. When you look at my schedule, I work full time. Well, actually over full time. I work about 60 hours a week, 70 hours a week, providing family-centered addiction recovery. I work with the entire family and the drug user together throughout the entire recovery process. Why? Well, the obvious reason, it's a family disease. Why do other treatment centers not do that? Simply because they don't have the technology. It's so hard to find a real chemical dependency counselor who is also a real marriage and family therapist. There just are not very many of us around. And so the technology is not well distributed around the United States. So I'm overloaded with families, and I want to see them and help them move into recovery. At the same time, in addition to the radio show, as you know, I've released the DVD, The Neurobiology of Addiction, helping families and counselors. The greatest strength of this, as I've talked about, is that you can, as a chemical dependency counselor, social worker, psychologist, psychiatrist, when you have a client that does not yet get it, does not understand that neurobiological trap. You use the drug, it creates a trap, your thirst increases. So to help families and drug users understand that, I made the DVD. It shows the trap specific to the drug. It connects with the experience that particular drug users had with the drug, shows the trap, and helps the family and the counselor move forward in a recovery plan that's based on the client's motivation to change. Remember, I talked about Emmer at one of the local treatment centers. She bought the DVD. She called me a couple days later and she said she's got a client who'd been to treatment a number of times, sat down with him, showed him the section for the drug he's been using, and he began to cry. No one had ever shown him the trap. Though we as a profession try to stay away from moralizing, oftentimes that's what our clients and patients hear. You're in denial. You know you can't use, but you keep going back to the drug, relapse after relapse. When you show the person the brain mechanism in clear to understand and kinesthetic, meaning the sensations, they connect with it and then they understand it. Anyway, so I have the privilege of presenting this information at the NADAC National Conference in Seattle in September. I'm just humbled to have been approved and selected to present there. And so I've got a lot of things going on with the DVD and preparing for the NADAC conference. I also have an article coming out in the Advances in Addiction Recovery magazine. NADAC's official publication, and that my article is coming out in the summer. So I'll look forward to it. So I've just been busy. I've got to take a hiatus. I've got to take a break from the show. I'm not sure how long this is going to last. My loyal listeners, I apologize. I won't have this weekly connection with you for a little while. And I look forward to the opportunity to get back here in front of the microphone and get a whole new panel of guests from across the world. So, in the meantime, those of you who have listened to the show, those of you who know of an organization that provides a product or a service that you feel has great integrity, like the ones we've had, like the very famous Willing Way Hospital in Statesboro, Georgia, providing the top quality care, responsive care. Remember, we talked about how they were one of the first in the United States to provide detoxification from buprenorphine. Of course, now many other treatment centers have recognized how important that is. So if you're aware of treatment centers or organizations that provide products or services that want their voice to be heard among tens of thousands and growing numbers of listeners across the United States, have them give me a call. Better yet, have them give Scott Duffy a call with Voice America. Scott Duffy would love to hear from him. We'd love to have more sponsors. Now, speaking of our sponsors, we've got a number of cooperative agreements with, for example, Recovery View Online Journal of Addiction. What a fantastic journal. And did you see the latest edition? Came out, I think about a week ago. Be sure to go to recoveryview.com, read their latest edition. And, of course, there's a billion conferences that they advertise and other trainings and whatnot. You get a view into a whole additional access to more information about addiction. So we've got a number of cooperative agreements in addition to like Foundation's Recovery Network. I love to talk about the Heroes in Recovery race. The next one coming up in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now you better hurry. It's this Saturday, June 21st. So don't delay. Now those of you who are in Roswell, Georgia, yours is July 19th. So go to Heroes in Recovery on the web, Heroes in Recovery, and get registered. Help promote the destigmatization of addiction across the United States. And of course, those of you in New York, New York, yours is August 16th. Nashville at Leaper's Fork, Tennessee, yours is September 13th. Malibu, California, by golly. Yours then is October 4th. So don't delay. Be sure you get your registration in and be a part of those fantastic recovery, Heroes in Recovery races. And of course, you can walk. That's what I would do. I would walk. So our show today is about thanking the people that have contributed to this show and highlighting the wonderful, wonderful guests and the incredible information that we've been able to propagate across the entire United States. So give me a call, 866-472-5792. As we go through our show today, recalling our wonderful guests and callers, like Pastor Adam Carroll from Indiana. Remember he called in? Yeah, he's making his avocation working with people who suffer from addiction. And that was so wonderful because the reason he called in, because we had Pastor Danny Green from Spokane, Washington, who came on the show and talked about his church here in which 80% of his members are recovering addicts. He talked about, he helped us delineate between spirituality and religion. And of course, what he provides is a church that focuses on spirituality. And remember, he talked about the number of meetings and services that he offers at the church every week. It was just a joy to have Pastor Danny Green on. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to run through and reminisce about the fantastic shows that we've had. Of course, don't forget that we've got the DVD available for you, The Neurobiology of Addiction. I forgot to mention to you. How do you get that? Go to Silver Top Video, silvertopvideo.com. That's only $185. So for you in a treatment center, you can provide that. You can show that to your clients. Now, we have group rates. So if you work in a large treatment center, you know, you got 100 counselors, it wouldn't be fair. It just wouldn't be fair to pay $185 to have 100 counselors using it. So we've got a fee structure there on the website. So that for less than the standard cost of one video, one DVD, you can have a license for all counselors to use it. So today's show, our highlights. Well, I want to remind you, remember when we talked about family intervention? Remember how your eyeballs popped out when I talked about that there are, to my count, 12 recognized strategies of family intervention. 12. Now, there are others because there are many, many interventionists who are working to brand their own. But most of these, when I take a close look at them, they have only slight adaptations of the other prominent. So let's review some of those prominent strategies of family intervention. Of course, it started with the Johnson Institute that was patterned after the employee assistance model. And that's where, you know, the family prepares the script and sits down and asks the person to seek assistance. Remember that early on, the actual practice of that strategy of intervention did not involve the profound, positive, forward, loving, and caring. It was really quite abrupt because it came from that employee assistance model originally. Well, we've got so many since then. Speer and Rader developed the systemic family intervention, which was kind of a very serious departure from the ambush intervention. They called theirs systemic family intervention, in which they invited the drug user to come. And then through a workshop-type format of information for the whole family together, they helped the drug user and family pull together and recognize not just the addiction, but support actual engagement in treatment. So we talked a little bit about CRAFT. Yeah, CRAFT by a number of gentlemen down at the University of New Mexico. And it is also non-confrontational, has very solid research, I use some of their concepts as a follow-up to other strategies. Because what you do is you increase the support for the person to go to treatment. You discontinue the quote-unquote enabling behavior. You make treatment available. And you schedule in activities with the drug user that are incompatible with drug use. And research shows that this results in people engaging in treatment. But of course, ARISE, we talked about ARISE, developed by Judith Landau with the assistance of James Garrett. And this is the one, clearly, that I predicted years ago will essentially become the predominant strategy. And it is, of course, an invitational strategy of family intervention. So we talked about family intervention. Yeah. So we're going to take a break. We'll see you back. We're going to pick up and hit all the highlights of the show. We'll see you in a moment.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Hi, my name is Jolene. I'm a certified chemical dependency counselor, and I've worked with adolescents, adults, and families. I have personally seen how Dr. Joe explains the brain chemistry of drug use to users and their families. As the drug user and the family gains the information presented, the transformation begins, and it is actually visible. The connection is made between abstinence and recovery. In Dr. Joe's video, Why People Use Drugs and How to Help Them Quit, you get the full 2 hours of brain chemistry, and more importantly, the menu-driven 10 to 15-minute review of each drug. This video is ideal for individual and family counseling, family intervention preparation, and college classes.
Order your copy of Why People Use Drugs and How to Help Them Quit at www.silvertopvideo.com and click the video products button.
How is your health? Do you want to know more about it? Every day there are new technologies, procedures, and healing techniques coming forward. To understand them, tune in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. Our guests come from different backgrounds in the fields of health and healing. We'll discuss new realities and modalities, from chiropractic to metagenics. It's all designed to improve your quality of life. Speaking of Health is heard live every Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Overcoming Addiction, Hope with Prevention, Intervention, and Treatment with Dr. Joe Terhar. To reach Dr. Joe or his guest today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send us an email to drjoeradio@gmail.com. Now, back to Overcoming Addiction.
Welcome back. Well, it's just fantastic to have you on board today with me as we review the highlights of the show. We ended just before the break. We're talking about family intervention, and I was reminding you of those many strategies. Those of you who have someone in your community who provides family interventions, and they're only using the old Johnson Institute strategy, you might encourage them to get on the internet and look for better training, because it is disadvantageous for families to only rely upon an ambush, when the research is very clear that there are many more disadvantages to the ambush than there are any inconveniences. Well, remember the show, we had Dr. Stuart Gitlow, president of ASAM, the American Society of Addiction Medicine. What a fantastic guest. What a nice guy. He is, in addition to the president of ASAM, has just incredible credentials as a professor of psychiatry, a couple of different universities. And we had him on because it was soon after the launch of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of the American Psychiatric Association, which is the official psychiatric book of diagnoses. And there were a number of things that had changed in the new version, the DSM-5. And it was just wonderful for him to walk us through those changes. He talked about comparing or the changes that we were anticipating with the Affordable Care Act. How were those going to change the complexion of how people were treated for addiction? It was great information. He also talked about, remember, one of the first things he said on the show, I said, well, let's define addiction. And he said, well, let's be straight. It's a genetic disorder. Wow. He didn't say predominantly or primarily or substantively. He didn't qualify. He just said it's a genetic disorder. And it is. It is. Predominantly, primarily. We do not have enough research to show how many people have addiction who do not have a genetic predisposition. But we're getting closer and closer to understanding that there are probably very, very few. Yeah, he talked about the ACDA, the Affordable Care Act, and how we're anticipating that more people are going to be able to get treatment, which is fantastic. I'm looking forward to that because, yes, we do see people die every day from addiction. And I remember what I said to Cynthia Marino, the executive director of NADAC, when she was a guest on the show. I said, let's remember that more people die from addiction than the number of people who get into recovery. And it's very true. It's not something we talk much about. It is a national crisis. And of course, there's all of the disability and harm that comes along the way. So it was just a pleasure to have Dr. Stuart Gitlow on my show, talking about and helping us really digest and better understand the implications of the Affordable Care Act, the DSM-5, and of course the Parity Act, which was very, very important. He highlighted that, how now the health insurance companies now have the federal regulations in that will cause implementation of rules in which the amount paid for medical procedures and addiction recovery procedures will be at parity with medical procedures. Remember also one of the very critical things about that show with Dr. Stuart Gitlow is I highlighted valence research. See, this is a peeve of mine that the American Psychiatric Association, they now have eliminated the distinction between drug abuse versus drug addiction. Because it was just so hard for them to distinguish. And I disagree with them. I think it's not difficult to distinguish. Of course, it's very hard for physicians and practitioners to diagnose cancer before there is a sufficient pattern to show that there's a cell or group of cells reproducing in an abnormally rapid fashion. The same is true for addiction. Early on in its emergence, it's hard to distinguish. But if you know what you're looking for, which again is why I encourage you to think about buying that DVD, because it walks through how to identify. When I walk this through with families and drug users, they get it. It is so much easier for them to take on the label as an addict and the stigma because they understand the implication. It then is not a label that has a stigma. It is the clarification of his or her relationship to the drug or processes, like in process addictions. So we emphasized the role of genetics, and I wanted to share with you a new piece of research, not newly published, but new to me. And this highlights again that when especially young kids ingest a variety of drugs, they are playing Russian roulette, because no one's done an assessment of his or her genetics to find out which drug they are vulnerable to become addicted to. And that's what happens. Children getting diabetes in elementary school, they didn't eat too many candy bars. It's genetic. Angelina Jolie having a double radical mastectomy was because she had the BRCA1 gene, 87% risk that she would get breast cancer and it could kill her. We've got to help our clients and families and patients better understand that it's a genetic disorder. So here's a new one to me. It was published in 2003 in the Pharmacogenetics Journal. And it essentially has identified a genetic pattern, the 9 or fewer repeat alleles of the VNTR, polymorphism. Big, big, fancy language. But essentially it's on the gene relative to the SLC6A3. And this is about dopamine. Now, those of you who have background in addiction, you know that dopamine is the neurotransmitter that stimulates euphoria. It's the one that so much research gets focused on. So this SLC6A3 pattern is about dopamine. And, of course, dopamine is incredibly important in methamphetamine because that's how you get that long, sustained euphoria for 6-8 hours. Well, what this piece of research by Ujik identified was a particular SLC6A3 pattern that increased the likelihood of methamphetamine psychosis. Now, we have a treatment center, a detox center here in town. They don't take anyone with a history of methamphetamine. Why? Well, risk of psychosis. Well, this test is not commercially available. It needs a lot more research to further validate it. But in the future, we will be able to just do a simple blood test and very clearly, with scientific percentages, be able to identify who is going to have a psychotic episode subsequent to methamphetamine use. In the meantime, thank goodness the methamphetamine psychosis is rare. So we've had so many wonderful shows. Remember the incredible show we had, Aaron and Jen. They were the two brave women who came on, and they spoke about their life and their recovery from opioids. It was the start of our 4-part series on opioid dependence. And these two very brave women talked about how, you know, they had grown up in homes where there wasn't sufficient nurturing to let all of your feelings out. They were attracted to the pain relief and the euphoria of the opioids. One of them talked about how the drug replaced the feelings, gave them good feelings. And remember how both of these women talked about that as they were on the pain medication, what they had to fight most was the pain. See, the pain medication only temporarily makes the pain go away. And actually, as you recall, all it does is temporarily give you a massive euphoria that distracts you from the emotional or physical pain. Only about 20% of the pain medication actually is geared towards interrupting the pain message. So it's just a joy to have both of those women on. And of course, that led right into Suboxone. We talked about Suboxone, buprenorphine, trade name buprenorphine, and of course another manufacturer markets it under the trade name of Zubsolve. We talked about how what a great conversation. We're going to pick up and remember some of the details of our guests and the contributions they made, like Jim Herndon from California. It's fantastic to have Jim on. So we're going to talk about that right after the break. See you right back.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Hi, my name is Jolene. I'm a certified chemical dependency counselor, and I've worked with adolescents, adults, and families. I have personally seen how Dr. Joe explains the brain chemistry of drug use to users and their families. As the drug user and the family gains the information presented, the transformation begins, and it is actually visible. The connection is made between abstinence and recovery. In Dr. Joe's video, Why People Use Drugs and How to Help Them Quit, you get the full 2 hours of brain chemistry, and more importantly, the menu-driven 10 to 15-minute review of each drug. This video is ideal for individual and family counseling, family intervention preparation, and college classes.
Order your copy of Why People Use Drugs and How to Help Them Quit at www.silvertopvideo.com and click the Video Products button.
Tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill. Kelly covers our relationship with food and teaches us how easy eating well and living well can be, taking us on a weekly food journey, guiding us to a more rich and vibrant life. So tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Overcoming Addiction, Hope with Prevention, Intervention, and Treatment with Dr. Joe Terhar. To reach Dr. Joe or his guest today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send us an email to drjoeradio@gmail.com. Now, back to Overcoming Addiction.
Welcome back. Welcome back. So this is our highlights show, going through and remembering the great guests and the important points that were made along the way as a part of our effort in supporting the sharing and overcoming addiction. Hey, one quick note before we move on with that. Remember, we would love to have additional sponsors. We've had the famous Willing Way Hospital, famous Las Vegas Recovery. We've had incredible sponsors like Billie Kane with her pornography and mediation kit. We've had Hillary Cash with the Restart organization. We've had, it feels like hundreds of incredible guests. But let me let you be aware, those you who are a part of organizations that want to get the word out about your product or service, this is to an addiction-attuned audience. This is the way to do it. And this is a good time to do it because a quarter sponsorship for 13 shows is only $3,300. And you get to be a guest. And I talk at every show about the incredible products and services that you provide. But Voice America loves this show. They are so committed to this show. So our executive producer, Scott Duffy, he is enriching the pot. He's going to provide $5,000 in additional network-wide advertising for your organization and your product and service. You cannot beat that. So give him a call. Voice America, Scott Duffy. I'll give you his phone number just later in the show. So make a note of that. So we're talking about we were talking about opioid dependence. Remember, we had our guest Jim Herndon on, and from that he talked about how he uses Suboxone in essentially a detox fashion, actually rapid detox, not the old 3-day like some organizations originally started off with, but over a number of weeks, weaning the person down from the extremely painful pain medicine that, with the benefit of what Jim does, the person has really no pain, just some discomfort, some mild discomfort. And from that show, we then helped everyone understand the difference between a detoxification, like what Jim does, versus maintenance. There are many, there are thousands of people across the United States who are dependent upon opioid medication, and so they are being provided medically supervised buprenorphine, again in the form of Zubsolve or Suboxone or Subutex, to continue the physical dependence while they work through the life changes they need to go through to change the psychological and relational patterns. My bias, of course, as I've shared, is that I have been very successful and effective in helping people go through a 6 or 8 week step down. But then I've got the benefit of utilizing and offering to the drug user family-centered addiction recovery, where the whole family's in recovery together, which obviously, it being a family disease, is the best way to do this. So, but it was fantastic to have. We also had Dr. Stuart Gitlow. who talked about the difference between the step down over varying periods of time versus the maintenance. And the problem with the maintenance, of course, is you got to get off it sooner or later. And the research shows clearly that the longer a person is on the maintenance, the less harm. But I haven't seen the research that shows that those people can effectively be transitioned off. In fact, we know anecdotally it's extremely difficult. So we had fantastic conversations looking at the advantages and disadvantages of each of those. Which reminds me, remember the show we had with Marissa Bryce Beringer talking about EMDR? What a wonderful show. She talked and explained to us how the EMDR helps people who have trauma learn to essentially make those memories and those neurochemical patterns safe, how to nullify the significant stress reaction that comes from those, whether it's people who grew up in drug-affected or oppressive homes, whether it's Iraq era veterans, whether it is people who have suffered trauma from other, you know, physical brutalities or fears. It was just fantastic to have Marissa talk us through how the EMDR works. And of course, then I had the pleasure of going to the conference in San Diego, the Foundations in Recovery, Innovations in Recovery conference, and broadcasting live, in which I got to visit with Francine Shapiro, who developed the EMDR. What a wonderful, wonderful situation to get to participate in. Which then also, you remember my episode with Cynthia Moreno-Tui, executive director of NADAC, talked about the massive, massive efforts that the NADAC organization is engaged in to try and support a greater awareness and efforts in preventing and especially treating addiction. Now, Cynthia's from the Pacific Northwest, which automatically just triggers me to remember the wonderful show we had with Tony Lodge. Now, those of you who are attuned to diversity, ethnic and cultural diversity, remember what a great show we had with Tony Lodge of the Native Project, in which he talked about the wonderful innovations that they have developed and instituted and incorporated into how they treat addiction. They treat addiction by using a multi-dimensional approach. They've got an entire health clinic there, physicians who have expertise in addiction, where they work collaboratively with with all aspects of the care system. What a way to be effective in treating addiction! It was great to have Tony as our guest, and sure, they incorporate wonderful Native American values into their treatment. But it really involves the entire medical view of the drug user. We talked about those values. It's person-centered. Yeah, which reflected right back onto what Cynthia Moreno-Tui had talked to us about, how you generate peer support, it being holistic, it being culturally based, utilizing many pathways, and it being person-centered. What a joy to have Tony on the show that day, which then you might remember we had followed up with a show on e-therapy, and I talked about how I use e-therapy all the time. Now, most chemical dependency counselors and most people being treated for chemical dependency, they have no idea what I'm talking about. But there are increasing utilization of this. For example, Hazelden, and now they've combined with the Betty Ford Clinic. I know that Hazelden has a number of e-therapy initiatives, follow-up supports that they provide their graduates. internet, texting and additional information that the former clients can access. We talked about e-therapy, how I use it, and that is with regularity. I will do intervention preparation and sometimes actual family recovery, family addiction recovery counseling. I've got a family I'm working with in which I've met all of the kids, and a number of the kids, the adult kids, live out of town. And so we continued the family recovery process by Skype and by cell phone. And no, it's not quite as good as them being physically present, but by golly, plenty of tears all the way around. When one of those sons was on the phone talking about how he felt with regularity, there were people here in the room crying and them increasing their capacity as a family to deal with each other in healthier ways. See, that's the antithesis of addiction, is healthy relationships. That's what you've got to have. And of course, the traditional addiction treatment system, we're very good at helping people establish abstinence, but it's a whole nother aspect that is direly needed in order to help the whole family learn new relational patterns. And again, that's what family recovery counseling is all about. So we've had so many wonderful shows. It reminds me of when we had our shows focusing on, we had like three shows focusing on stimulant dependence. And I talked about the actual mechanism by which the brain becomes dependent on stimulant drugs, and the imperative that those people have lots of structure in their, especially in their early recovery. We talked about the brain and how the amygdala keeps firing signals to the pleasure center saying, oh, there's a red convertible. Oh, gee, there's aluminum foil. Oh, gee, there's some glassware. Oh, gee, I'm feeling sad. And how the brain had been rewired to create massive cravings. And so we walked through a couple of shows of how important it was to have that structure. And of course, structure alone is not sufficient. You've got to have later on, you've got to have sufficient support for helping the person grieve those losses. Because if the losses are not grieved, then that just continues. It just continues to build up resentments, which then again reminds me how important it was when we had Dr. David Rubenstein. Remember, I got to interview him live from the Innovations in Recovery Conference in San Diego. This is an incredible man. He developed the Rubenstein method, in which utilizing breathing techniques, he's able to increase people's health. It's all about oxygenation, effective oxygenation. And so he found one of his early clients was a gentleman who I got to meet and visit with. He was a long, long suffering drug addict, and he had tried all kinds of treatment. And then he came to Dr. Rubenstein and said, "I just, you know, do you have something to offer me?" And he goes, "Wow, of course. I mean, you can breathe. You can breathe differently and increase the oxygenation." So he did. Oh, we'll mention another word about that right after the break. And then we're going to talk about more of the highlights we've gotten to share and experience together in the Overcoming Addiction radio show that'll be on hiatus for an undetermined period of time. So we'll see you right after the break.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you, a loved one, or someone you know living with a traumatic brain injury? For the latest cutting-edge information and services, tune in to Brain Train with host Gail Taylor. Our program will showcase the different services available for cognitive rehabilitation and behavior therapy, as well as talk with the professionals, families, and recipients of these services to keep you up to date on the latest developments. Brain Train can be heard live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Hi, my name is Jolene. I'm a certified chemical dependency counselor, and I've worked with adolescents, adults, and families. I have personally seen how Dr. Joe explains the brain chemistry of drug use to users and their families. As the drug user and the family gains the information presented, the transformation begins, and it is actually visible. The connection is made between abstinence and recovery. In Dr. Joe's video, Why People Use Drugs and How to Help Them Quit, you get the full 2 hours of brain chemistry, and more importantly, the menu-driven 10 to 15-minute review of each drug. This video is ideal for individual and family counseling, family intervention preparation, and college classes.
Order your copy of Why People Use Drugs and How to Help Them Quit at www.silvertopvideo.com and click the Video Products button.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Overcoming Addiction, Hope with Prevention, Intervention, and Treatment with Dr. Joe Terhar. To reach Dr. Joe or his guest today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send us an email to drjoeradio@gmail.com. Now, back to Overcoming Addiction.
Welcome back to our highlights show. I'm going to be on hiatus for an undetermined period of time. I've got to take a break. And I'm going to miss you all. And I hope that we're able to return and bring you incredible information and emotion on addiction prevention, intervention, and recovery. We're going to have to wait and see. In the meantime, today's show, we're looking at highlights. Remember that wonderful show we had with Dr. David Rubenstein talking about how he supports addiction recovery, reducing stress, increasing the oxygenation. He went through all of the explanations physiologically of how improved breathing directly reduces the prevalence of body pain. It increases the quality of sleep. It relieves the compression of the jaw joint from clenching. How it really abates disproportional stress reactions. This is just fantastic stuff. And how the person can incorporate these techniques into their daily lives really to improve their overall health. It's just fantastic to have him on. What a joy. Well, we've had so many fantastic guests and information. One of them that I want to be sure and mention today is, remember we had Hillary Cash from Restart. Hillary came onto the show and she talked about internet addiction. Now, most of my listeners shared with me they'd never heard of internet addiction. How could that be? Well, it's a true malady. There are people who seriously suffer. They become dysfunctional. It was a joy to have Hillary talk about how since you cannot, just like food addictions and sex addictions, you cannot completely eliminate it from your life. You've got to learn how to manage it. Other drug addictions, people can learn complete abstinence. And of course, that's the very necessary mantra. But with internet addiction, you can't. So she's got a fantastic program called Restart. It's a residential program in which people come in and participate in, and they get recovery, which, again, makes perfect sense to me. Those people whose lives have become unmanageable, and those many of you recognize that language, their lives have become unmanageable because of their compulsive use of digital devices. Hillary walked us through some of the brain chemistry and then how they work. So it was just a joy to have Hillary on the show, which was such a segue, provided such a segue then to Billy Kane from the United Kingdom. Remember, we broadcast live with Billy from the United Kingdom talking about pornography addiction and the high incidence of people who have addictions, drug addictions, who then slide into other addictions. There are many people who have poly-substance or poly-addictions, and people who transition from a drug addiction into other sources of pleasure. And of course, sexual orgasm is the most powerful natural euphoriant for mankind. So doesn't it make sense that not only, especially like methamphetamine addicts, in which their entire reward system is so catastrophically rewired, oftentimes with sexual activity as a part of it. Early on, they use sexuality and sexual orgasm to enhance the experience of the methamphetamine, then later to supplement, and then oftentimes they end up with no sexual urge subsequent to that because the system is so deteriorated that there's really very little gain. They don't get sexual enjoyment from it. So it was wonderful to have Billy Kane on and Hillary Cash. Great information about, and let me highlight again how Billy talked about, yes, many people go from an internet addiction to other real debilitating addictions through the internet. Very, very catastrophic for some people. Remember the wonderful show that we had not long ago in which I talked about the future and I prognosticated a number of changes in addiction intervention and treatment based on the present. And I know that a lot of the points I made were actually treatment innovations that are currently in use, currently in practice, that a lot of practitioners just didn't know about. You know, we get busy in our practices and we're just unable to keep up with everything. For example, the whole idea of nutritional supplementation, the new Be Calmed. Now, it's not new. That's the name of it, N-E-U, Be Calm. This is a nutritional supplement that science shows is significantly helpful in not only addiction recovery, but also in ADD, ADHD, and a number of other maladies in which the brain will benefit from an enhancement in the available nutrition for the production of brain neurotransmitters. Brain neurotransmitters are the single most significant neurochemical connections, substances that connect. There's other substances, but very, very significant. So it was a joy to review with you that as an example of innovations. We talked about in the future, there's going to be much more genetic influence directly into how people are treated because we know that not all addiction is the same. There are different varieties of addiction and some of them are completely genetically influenced. We talked about the great opportunities ahead of us for better reimbursement and therefore better quality of care. Given the Affordable Care Act and the parity law. Yeah, it was a joy to share with you my view of what the future was going to bring with addiction treatment. For example, how we had moved, not leaving the Minnesota model of recovery being based in 12-step. We've not abandoned that. That is 90%, at least 90% of the treatment in the United States is provided that means. As the model, but how great great treatment centers like Willing Way Hospital and new directions for women in California. We had the executive director Becky Flood on, and she talked about the use of equine therapy. She talked about mindfulness. She talked about yoga. Well, those are added to the traditional Minnesota model. What a joy it was to have Becky talk about the challenge of effectively treating women who have addiction and the very, very important vulnerabilities that they have. So many women have had to leave their children in order to get healthy themselves. This creates incredible challenges for women in addiction recovery. I was just thrilled. I knew that the new directions in California I knew they had a wonderful program, but it was yet a thrill and opened my eyes even more to talk with Becky Flood and have those conversations and getting more details about how they are. And remember the words, the wording that we use. They provide treatment that is responsive to the needs of those women, which those of you who are regular listeners, you know, has been a very, very consistent theme in the show. We as addiction professionals, intervention and treatment primarily, we cannot just have people walk through our hoops. We cannot have people simply cater to us. We have to cater to the variety of needs that they have, whether that is differences in their sexuality, LGBTQ, whether that is their experiences in childhood or as adults with trauma, whether it is their personality. We have to be constantly working to adapt treatment to be responsive to the individual. And of course, the easy example for me is family recovery. That's where I work with the whole family and the addict, in which we create a healing environment in the family. So, time to wrap up. Thanks again to our wonderful colleagues who provide us financial and peer support, Las Vegas Recovery, and Recovery View Magazine, the heroes in recovery races across the United States. It's been a joy. I look forward to our next show, and I'm just not sure when that's going to be. Thanks to Scott Duffy, incredible executive producer, and of course, the wonderful Jen Schwartz here, my assistant in Spokane. We'll see you, I hope, soon for another compelling episode.
Thank you again for listening to Overcoming Addiction. Please join Dr. Joe again next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a good week.